They say a lot of things. They say the kingdom is at hand. They say nuclear war is imminent. They say man came to be on this planet by random chance. They say we are in control of our own destiny. They say we can only accept what fate has to offer. They say salvation is the gift of Yahweh. They say man can effect his own salvation by his works. Well, they say this and they say that. They say a lot of stuff. Who are they? And why are they saying these things? Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Verses 13 through 20. It's Matthew 7, 13 through 20. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles. Are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. A prophet is a foreteller of Yahweh's word, someone who speaks for the Most High. A prophet represents to those around him the will of Yahweh. A false prophet would be the antithesis of a prophet. A false prophet would then be someone who misrepresents the will of Yahweh to those around him. A man that gives his own words or the words of devils and demons and claims them to be the words of the Most High. There are false prophets, false teachers in the world today. Indeed, churchianity is rife with false teachers. And in those assemblies that claim a relation to the Hebrew roots of their faith, there can also be found these false prophets, claiming to represent Yahweh's will while they misrepresent the Creator. There is no sense in hanging a sign in your window that says, "Beware of the dogs," if all you have is a cat and a gerbil. The warning would be a lie. Scripture would not tell us to beware of false prophets if they did not exist. That would be a lie. Scripture tells us a great deal about false prophets. Let's look in Deuteronomy. I found something interesting here. I'm going to start with Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. I was going to read out of Deuteronomy 13. We'll get to that. But I found in the New American Standard and some other English translations, cutoff point is different. In the Stone edition of the Tanakh, they start chapter 13 with Deuteronomy 12, 32. So if you were just going to look at Deuteronomy 13, you would miss this verse that says, whatever I command you, you shall be careful to do, and you shall not add to nor take away from it. Then we go into Deuteronomy 13 that says, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other Elohim whom you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim is testing you to find out if you love Yahweh your Elohim with all of your heart and with all of your soul. You shall follow Yahweh your Elohim and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. But the prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has counseled rebellion against Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, to seduce you from the way in which Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from among you. If your brother, your mother's son, or your son or daughter, or the wife you cherish, or your friend who is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other Elohim, whom neither you nor your fathers have known, of the Elohim of peoples who are around you, near you or far from you, from one end of the earth to the other end, you shall not yield to him nor listen to him. Your eye shall not pity him, nor shall you spare or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of the people. So you shall stone him to death because he has sought to seduce you from Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Then all Israel will hear and be afraid and will never again do such a wicked thing among you. Yahweh is adamant about those that would intend to mislead and misrepresent his character. Accepting other Elohim is a dangerous thing. The teachings of those that oppose Yahweh lead to destruction. Yahweh wants only joy for his family and peace for his children. To accept a different idea, an alternative view, well, that would lead to a less than desirable end. Well, we have a good idea of what a false prophet, a false teacher is. We see as we search the scriptures that prophets are motivated by loyalty to Yah and a desire to serve Yahweh and their fellow men. False prophets, on the other hand, are not motivated by a desire to serve others. Instead, they're motivated by a desire to serve self. They strive to draw attention to themselves and to influence and control those that they would have to serve them. They're motivated by pride, greed, and all of those things that are reviled by Yahweh. As we move through time, as we are exposed to more and more ideas, we human beings tend to become more accepting. We tend toward thinking that maybe these teachers are okay. Maybe there is something to this new idea. Perhaps there is something to what they are saying. We tend to become more accepting so long as we ignore what Torah has to say. Isaiah 30:10 says, "Who say to the seers, 'You must not see visions,' and to the prophets, 'You must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words. Prophesy illusions. Tell us lies. Tell us little lies. We don't want to hear what you have to say. Tell us things that are pleasant and easy on the ear.'" These false prophets, motivated by their own desire for popularity and their own self-conscious pride, they prophesy to the people what the people want to hear. Not only are they motivated by their own popularity, but they can be motivated by nationality. They can be motivated by an appeal to national pride. False prophets are also motivated by money, the allure of riches. They will misrepresent Yah to the people in order to realize personal gain. If you find somebody teaching contrary to Yahweh's word, they're teaching contrary to Torah, and they're growing in popularity, and they're acquiring wealth, they are a false prophet. As you go through the writings of the Brit Hadashah, you'll find the early believers were absolutely plagued with pseudo-prophets, with false prophets. In Greek, it's pseudo-didaskaloi. It's pseudo-teachers. The Greek word pseudo or pseuda as a prefix on any word that is used to refer to these teachers, it has an English meaning. And the word pseudo and pseuda, it means it is a lie. It's a sham. It's something that is not what it appears to be. Now we are assailed with the same plague. Those who are coming in and saying, "Now I have a message from Yahweh that He wants you to know," or "I've just been given a word," or any number of other lead-ins to imply that that teacher has a connection with the Creator that you are not capable of having. If they tell you something that is not in accord with Torah, it is a lie. They mean to control you and rule over you, and they mean to take your money from you. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bringing down swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. Beware. Let's look at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, starting with verse 25. And now behold, I know that all of you among whom I went about preaching the kingdom will no longer see my face. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of Elohim. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to the shepherd, the church of Elohim, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to admonish each one of with tears. And now I commend you to Elohim and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or clothes. You yourselves know that these hands minister to my own needs and to the men who were with me. In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of Master Yahshua, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Shaul is warning day and night the believers with his own tears that false prophets would come into the ranks of the believers. They would rise from within, and his clarion cry is to beware. The Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles, is a first order book from about the year 100 of the Common Era. And that sets some guidelines and instructions for the early believers. In this book, we are told to beware if any prophet or preacher remains in their town or in their home over 3 days. It says if he remains there over 3 days, he's a false prophet. It goes on to say that if any of them ask for money or orders a table before him, that a meal to be set forth, and begins to demand things other than necessary bread and water, he's a false prophet. If he stays in your home and has no trade, refuses to work but sits there all day, you get him some work. And if you can't get him to work, he is what they called a trafficker in Messiah. He's using Messiah to his own end. Beware of him. A false prophet, or false teacher would be like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They will portray a life that is hypocritical, ostentatious, and self-righteous, and has no inward life, no vital relationship with Yahweh, lacking the fruits that would proceed from a man that serves Yahweh. The kind of Yahshua-like characteristics that are demonstrated in the Sermon on the Mount. That will be, these characteristics, they will be absent from this individual. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. Starting with verse 15. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Yahweh, Yahweh, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Yahweh, Yahweh, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice Torahlessness. A false prophet does not advertise. He comes as a teacher of the truth, often with the language of the Orthodox faith and all of the trappings that go along with the group that they are trying to deceive. He says we as disciples must be discerning and never judge people by their projection. Never judge them by their qualifications or their degrees or their positions or their titles. We should never believe what the preacher or the pastor or the minister says. Because who are they? You know, that's not bad advice. That's good advice. We should always look into those that present us with new truth or an alternative of the old truth. This is a way false prophets gain our confidence. He wants us to be wary of everyone except him. And if we don't accept anyone's teachings, we may fall into the pit that results from the blind leading the blind. Rather, Yahweh tells us to look underneath the fleece, to see who these teachers are, compare their teachings to Torah. If they teach something other than Torah, throw them out. That's why John said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Remember, just because someone says a thing doesn't make the thing real. Only thus saith Yahweh is acceptable as an endorsement of truth. Hallelujah.